Om Shanti. This is the Sakar Murli of the 15th of October 2024. Essence. Sweet children, all of you are united under one direction. You consider yourselves to be souls and you remember the one Father, and so all the evil spirits run away. Question. What is the main basis of becoming multi-million times fortunate? Answer. Only those who imbibe each and every point that Baba says become multi-million times fortunate. Judge what Baba says and what those of Ravan's community say. To keep in your intellect the knowledge that the Father gives and be a spinner of the discus of self-realization is to become multi-million times fortunate. It is only by imbibing this knowledge that you become virtuous. Om Shanti. In English, you would call him the Spiritual Father. When you go to the Golden Age, there won't be English or other languages. You know that there will be your kingdom in the Golden Age, and whatever our language is, only that will be used there. Later, that language will continue to change. Now there are innumerable languages. As are the kings, so the languages that are used. All of you children now know that all the children at the centres are united under one direction. You have to consider yourselves to be souls and remember the one Father, so that all the evil spirits go away. The Father is the purifier. Five evil spirits exist in everyone. The evil spirits only exist in souls. These evil spirits, that is, the vices, are given the names body consciousness, lust, anger, etc. It isn't that God is omnipresent. If anyone ever says that God is omnipresent, tell him. Souls and the five vices in those souls are omnipresent. It isn't that God is present in each one. How could the five evil spirits exist in God? By imbibing each and every point very well, you become multi-million times fortunate. Now, judge what people of the world who belong to Ravan's community say, and what the Father says. There is a soul in every body, and the five vices exist in those souls. The five vices, that is, the evil spirits, are not in the bodies, they exist in the souls. These five evil spirits do not exist in the Golden Age. The very name is the deity world. This is a devilish world. Demons are called devils. There is the difference of day and night. You are now changing. There you don't have any vices or defects. You are full of all virtues. You become 16 celestial degrees full. You were that at the beginning, and then you came down. You now know how this cycle of 84 births rotates. We souls now have a vision of ourselves. That is, we now have this knowledge of the cycle. Whilst walking, sitting, and moving around, you have to keep this knowledge in your intellects. The Father is teaching you this knowledge. The Father only comes in Bharat and gives this spiritual knowledge. People speak of their Bharat. In fact, to call it Hindustan is wrong. You know that when Bharat was heaven, it was just our kingdom, and that there were no other religions at that time. That was the New World. People speak of New Delhi. Originally, Delhi was not called Delhi. It was called Paristan. Now they call it New Delhi and Old Delhi. Then there won't be either Old Delhi or New Delhi. It will be called Paristan. Delhi is called the capital. It will be the kingdom of Lakshmi and Narayan. There won't be anything except our kingdom there. There is no kingdom now, and this is why you say, Bharat is our land. There are no kings. All of this knowledge continues to turn around in the intellects of you children. Truly, there used to be the kingdom of deities in this world. It was not the kingdom of anyone else. They lived by the banks of the river Jamuna, and it was called Paristan. The capital of the deities has always been Delhi, and so everyone now is attracted by it. It is also the largest city, and it is central. You sweetest children know that you definitely committed sins, and that you have become sinful souls. In the Golden Age, the souls there were pure and charitable. The Father alone comes and makes you pure, and you also celebrate his birthday, Shiv Jayanti. The word Jayanti applies to everyone. This is why they call that Shivratri, the night of Shiva. No one, apart from you, can understand the meaning of the night. Even good scholars, etc., do not know what Shivratri is, and so what would they celebrate? The Father has explained what the night means. There is a play of happiness and sorrow in each cycle of 5,000 years. Happiness is called the day, and sorrow is called the night. So there is a confluence between the night and the day. Half of each cycle is light, and the other half is darkness. On the path of devotion, everything takes a long time. Here it is a matter of a second. This is completely easy yoga. You first have to go to the land of liberation. Although you children remember how long you have stayed in liberation in life and in bondage in life, you repeatedly forget it. The Father explains, the word yoga is right. However, theirs is a physical yoga. This is the yoga of souls with the Supreme Soul. Sannyasis teach many types of hatha yoga, etc., and so people become confused. He is the Father and also the teacher of you children, and so you have to have yoga with him. You have to study with the teacher. When a child takes birth, he first has yoga with his father, and when he is 5 years old, he has yoga with his teacher. And then, in his age of retirement, he has to have yoga with his guru. Three main ones are remembered. All of those are separate. Here, the father only comes once, and becomes the father and also the teacher. He is wonderful. You should definitely remember such a father. For birth after birth, you have been remembering the three separately. In the Golden Age too, you have yoga with your father and then with a teacher. They study there too, but there is no need for a guru there, because all are in salvation. What difficulty do you have in remembering all of these things? This is absolutely easy. This is called easy yoga. However, this is uncommon. The father says, I take this body on loan temporarily, and even that is for such a short time. People go into the stage of retirement when they become 60 years old. It is said, when you reach the age of 60, you have to take a stick. At this time, all have a stick. Everyone will go into the stage of retirement to the land of Nirvana. That is the sweet home, the sweetest home. It is for that you have done so much devotion. You have now been around the cycle. People don't know anything, but have just told lies in saying that the cycle is hundreds of thousands of years. If it were a question of hundreds of thousands of years, you couldn't receive rest. It would be very difficult to get rest. You receive rest. That is called the home of silence, the incorporeal world. This is a physical sweet home. That is the incorporeal sweet home. A soul is an absolutely tiny rocket, and nothing is faster than that. It is the fastest of all. A soul leaves his body in a second and flies. The next body is ready for him. According to the drama, he definitely has to go at the right time. The drama is so accurate. You know that there is no inaccuracy in it. According to the drama, the father too comes exactly at his own accurate time. There cannot be the difference of even a second. How can you tell when the father, God, is in this one? It is when he gives you children this knowledge and sits here and explains to you. People celebrate the night of Shiva. You do not know when or how I, Shiva, come here. People celebrate the night of Shiva and the night of Krishna, but they do not celebrate the night of Rama, because there is a difference. Together with the night of Shiva, they also celebrate the night of Sri Krishna, but they do not know anything. Here it is the devilish kingdom of Ravan. These matters have to be understood. This one is Baba. An old man would be called Baba. A young child would not be called Baba. Some children are lovingly called Baba. So they have also called Sri Krishna Baba with love. He would be called Baba when he grows older and has children. Sri Krishna was a prince, so where did his children come from? The father says, I enter the body of an old man. This is also mentioned in the scriptures, but not all of the things in the scriptures are accurate. Some things are fine. The lifespan of Brahma would be called the lifespan of Prajapita Brahma. That would definitely be at this time. The lifespan of Brahma would end in the land of death. This is not the land of immortality. This is called the most auspicious confluence age. This cannot be in the intellect of anyone except you children. The father sits here and explains. Sweetest children, you do not know your births. I tell you how you take 84 births, and so you now know about them. Each age is 1,250 years, and you take a certain number of births in each age. There is an account of 84 births. There cannot be an account of 8.4 million births. This is called the cycle of 84 births. No one would remember anything of 8.4 million births. Here there is such limitless sorrow. See how children continue to take birth and cause so much sorrow. This is called extreme hell. It is an absolutely dirty world. You children know that we are now making preparations to go to the new world. If our sins are cut away, we will become pure and charitable souls. You mustn't commit any sin now. To use the sword of lust on one another is to cause sorrow from the beginning through the middle to the end. This kingdom of Ravan is now to end. It is now the end of the Iron Age. This is the great Mahabharat war, the final war. Then there won't be any more wars, etc. There they won't create any sacrificial fires, etc. When people create sacrificial fires, they have a fire into which offerings are put. The Father created this sacrificial fire of Rudra, in which you children sacrifice all your old materials. The Father has now explained. This is the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. Shiva is called Rudra. They speak of the rosary of Rudra. Those on the path of isolation do not know any of the systems and customs of the family path. They simply renounce their homes and families and go away into the forests. The very name is renunciation. Renunciation of what? Of the home and family. They leave empty-handed. First of all, their gurus test them a lot and make them do all the work. Earlier, they would simply accept flour as alms. They wouldn't accept cooked food. They had to live in the forests and they would only have root vegetables and fruit there. It is remembered that sannyasis would eat that when they were Satopradhan. Now, don't even ask what they continue to do. This is called a vicious world, whereas that is a viceless world. So, you should understand that you are vicious, those indulging in vice. The Father says, the golden age is called Shivale, the viceless world. Here all are impure human beings, and this is why, instead of calling themselves deities, they call themselves Hindus. The Father continues to explain all of these things to you. Originally, you are children of the Unlimited Father. He gives you the inheritance for 21 births. So the Father explains to you, sweetest children, you have the sins of birth after birth on your heads. You call out to me in order to be liberated from those sins. Sages and holy men all call out, O Purifier. They don't understand the meaning of anything, but simply continue to sing that and clap their hands. If anyone were to ask them how to have yoga with God, or how to meet him, they would say that he is omnipresent. Is this the path that they show others? They say that God can be found by studying the Vedas and scriptures. However, the father says, I come every 5,000 years according to the Dharma plan. No one, apart from the father, knows the secrets of this Dharma. It cannot be a Dharma of hundreds of thousands of years. The father now explains to you, this is a matter of 5,000 years. Baba also told you in the previous cycle, man, man above. This is the great mantra. This is the mantra with which you conquer Maya. Only the father sits here and explains the meaning of it to you. No one else can explain its meaning. It is also remembered, the bestower of salvation for all is one. Neither can that be a human being, nor can it be applied to the deities. There is nothing but happiness. No one performs devotion there. Devotion is performed in order to meet God. In the Golden Age, there is no devotion, because they will have received their inheritance for 21 births. This is why it is remembered. Everyone remembers God in times of sorrow. Here there is limitless sorrow. They repeatedly say, God have mercy. This iron-aged sorrowful world does not remain all the time. The golden and silver ages have become the past, and they will exist again. No one can remember anything of hundreds of thousands of years. The Father now gives you all of this knowledge. He gives you his own introduction and also explains to you the secrets of the beginning, middle, and end of creation. It is a matter of 5,000 years. You children are now aware of this. You are now in a foreign kingdom. You used to have your own kingdom. Here, people take a kingdom by battling using weapons and with violence. You children are establishing your kingdom with the power of yoga. You need a Satopradhan world. This old world will end and become a new world. This is called the iron-aged old world. The golden age is the new world. No one knows this. Sannyasis say that all of this is your imagination. They say that it is the golden age here and also the iron age here. The father now sits here and explains. There is not a single human being who knows the father. If any of them were to know him, they would give his introduction. No one understands what the golden and silver ages are. The father continues to explain to you children very well. The father himself knows everything. He is Jani Janinha. That is, he is knowledgeful. He is the seed of the human world tree. He is the ocean of knowledge and the ocean of happiness. It is from him that we are to receive the inheritance. The Father makes you equal to himself in this knowledge. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bap Dada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say Namaste to the Spiritual Father. Essence Vedana. 1. This is the time to become liberated from sins. Therefore, do not commit any sins now. Sacrifice all your old materials into this sacrificial fire of Rudra. 2. It is now your stage of retirement. Therefore, together with remembering the Father and the Teacher, remember the Sat Guru as well. In order to go to the sweet home, make your soul Sato Pradhan, pure. Blessing. May you have pure and positive thoughts of yourself and transform your subtle weaknesses by thinking about them. Simply to repeat points of this knowledge, to relate them and to listen to them, is not having pure and positive thoughts of yourself. To have pure and positive thoughts of yourself means to think about your subtle weaknesses, your very small mistakes, and to finish or transform them. This is what it means to have pure and positive thoughts of yourself. All of you children churn this knowledge very well, but to use this knowledge on yourself and transform yourself and become an embodiment of Dana is when you receive marks in the final results. Slogan: remember Karan Karavanhar Baba at every moment, and you will not have any arrogance of the consciousness of I. Om Shanti.